One day we'll be able to rest on the other side, at least with a glorified body. It'll never give out. It'll never run out of its energy. We thank for that. And now in this hour, we pray you'd bless us. We come together as a family, Lord, not to do anything other than to obey you in giving as far as the communion is concerned. I pray you'd bless it tonight, make it sweet to our heart, make us see how well we can come to the very place of like being saved when our sin was completely forgiven. And each time along the way when we do communion right, we be clean as we were the day we got saved. Because confessing our sin, dear Father, brings us into a joyful relationship with you. We're not worried about losing the salvation, but we can lose the fellowship. And the fellowship is miserable. It's like in a home. If there's a breakdown of fellowship between family and a home, especially when it comes to children, to parents, the Lord, that's unbearable sometimes. And we thank thee that we can have fellowship with you, and we can come to you, and we thank you for 1 John 1:9. It teaches us we confess our sins, and you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to turn and just read tonight and do something. I know you don't believe it. I'm going to do something that you never seen me do before. I'm going to read fast and have communion and be out of here in 2 hours. No, because you can't do more. Most of us here are saved. I believe everybody is saved. Most of you have been here before. So I'm not going to preach a message on communion at all. There's a lot of ways you can approach this, but just read what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 again. So we know why we do something in the sense that we do it. Now, this is written 26 years after Jesus did this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 29. And Paul said, I have received of the Lord, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Now, if I understand this, he didn't say he received this through the apostles. He said, I received this of the Lord. Now, I believe, probably, if I was trying to understand what he said, over there when he was in Asia Minor for 3 years, in the book of Galatians, and we find that he says he was taught by the Lord himself. And by the way, being an apostle, he had to have a different relationship than just believing. And so we know that God called him as apostle Saul, or Saul turned him to the apostle Paul, and he's telling the church at Corinth at this time, that which I received of the Lord, which I also deliver unto you, he said, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, there are people who say, he said, take this bread, it's my body, that it literally turns into the body of Christ. We know this is only symbolic of something. And why people want to change the word of God, God doesn't teach cannibalism. Amen. You know that? Amen. And you go in the Gospel of John, and you'll see that when he was talking about he was bread from heaven, and as you eat this bread, you never have the life. They thought he was talking about him being eaten flesh-wise. But it's not that. He's saying this bread represents my body as you see it broken, as it goes through the crushing of the teeth and what he went through when he went to Calvary. So get in your mind, he's given us something symbolic here to recognize that the terribleness he had going to Calvary. At the same time, all he wants us to do is remember that. Remember where we were at, remember what he did for us, remember where he brought us from, and go through this to realize that this gives us an idea that we recognize how much he was hurt and torn when he was as he went towards Calvary. And said, after the same manner, also he took the cup, which he had supped, said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Then I like verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Now, that tells me why I believe the verse before that is not talking about it. Actually, it's transubstantiation, I think you call it, which it turns literally into the body of Christ and to the blood of Christ. But he tells us here in this verse, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. In other words, obeying God in the bread and obeying God in the cup is saying they're back behind this whole scene that you're representing something that I say, you recognize my body has been broken, you recognize my blood has been given, and what you're eating is symbolic of that as your recognition, and it makes sense to me. And then he said this, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, isn't that interesting? He kind of cleared it up there too, and he's talking about this bread that he broke that night with the disciples, this cup that they drank. This, now, we look at the bread we're fixing to give. He's talking about this bread represents something. And of course, he said again, wherefore, whosoever eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh a damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. It makes sense. If I don't do this or abuse what I'm fixing to do, God is saying the fact that the bread is not taken like it should be, the cup is not taken like it should be, in God's sight, it's like abusing his body. So all this symbolic of what we're doing to either be have God's favor, you know, it's kind of like the high priest going into the Holy of Holies. If he didn't put the blood in the right place and where God said put, then it didn't mean anything at all. And therefore, Israel was not accepted another year. And so he's saying the same thing. He laid out the format for us, tells us what to do, and that's what we're going to do here tonight. And if we do it right, then it represents the body of Christ, represents the blood of Christ, and we have the right, 1 John 1:9, to confess our sins, and he'll forgive us for our sins and cleanse them all in righteousness. Then he said, let the man examine himself, so let him eat that bread. For he that eateth and drinketh and worthy drinketh damnation to himself, not discern the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. That always amazes me. And Jesus is saying if we judge ourselves, and some, as if he's talking about that judgment, we don't think we need to be judged. But he said, if you judge yourself, judge yourself in light of what God has said, that you do what he said so we can become what God says we can become. If we do not judge ourselves to do what he says do, then there's some danger behind that. He's not talking to the world here. He's not talking about what's going to happen as far as the world's concerned. He's talking about what God's people should be doing. The environment here, the scenario here, is God's people. And he said, this be done in the right way will represent something, and you'll be blessed, and I'll bless for that. But he said, for this cause, he said, men are weak. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Be honest with God as you do self-examination and ask him to cleanse us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what amazes me is he tells us to ask for that cleansing. There must be some things. We must have some things wrong once in a while, haven't we? Why would it have to be cleansed if we were right? It's like this, and I'm glad he gives an example. If you go into a home in Palestine, even today, as you did years ago, there was a cleanness going into a home by just washing one's feet, because when you went into a home and wore sandals like they did in those days, the feet was considered to be dusty and very dirty sometimes. And it was a time of cleansing to be accepted in that home. Well, God said, this is a way of cleansing for you and I as far as a Christian. We already asked him to come in our heart and wash in the blood before. But isn't it amazing that same blood that God washed us in when we were saved is the same blood at communion that represents in the cup we take, that we could be cleansed at that moment. And I believe it all in my heart, and I've said this a number of times, that's where God says we as Christians know there's problems and know at times there may be some things just not what they want to be. So what happens, he's made a way that we could be blameless, though we may not be sinless till we get home on the other side. Don't that make sense? It does to me. I mean, even the Old Testament system for Israel was what they went through would make them blameless so their sin to be rolled to Calvary later when Jesus should come. But they sure were not sinless because they had to do the same thing every year, every year, every year. And again, unless the high priest got accepted when he went into the Holy of Holies, then no other sacrifice would be accepted in that year from the individual. And so when Jesus Christ came and went to heaven, And he died, he went to heaven, placed the blood in the right place. God said he was well pleased. He sat down at the right hand of the Father. So now when we get saved, we go through life and we rub elbows with this world. We're making decisions all the time. And if you'll be honest with yourself and evaluate yourself, you find you don't make decisions every time you make decisions in favor of God 24 hours a day. One thing, you don't know enough. God has many things more, I'm sure, that we're learning day by day. So I'm glad he gave us a way to know that I can try the best I can and fall short because of his law that condemns us, because his information he gives to us. But when I fall short, I'm glad that God has said, not only was I part of the family of God when I was birthed into it, but there's a cleansing for the child of God if we do it like God says do, and that's what we're going to do tonight.